let's talk a little bit about, you know, what can you do with your brand new person? Now, you might have heard the expression maybe of a game plan interview, sitting down with your brand new person when they're getting involved. I believe this is invaluable, something you just have to do because, what, we work so hard to bring a person to the table, to expose them to the opportunity, to answer all their questions. Maybe you've got them on a three-way call with your upline. Now they decide to get involved. Then it's really time to go to work. Then this is really important. So what do we do? You know, in this time where I'm sitting down with a brand new person, I'm going to spend an hour and a half, 2 hours, maybe even 2.5 hours with that person. And here's what I want you to come out of that kind of session with. I want you three, maybe four things. Number one is I want you to come out of it knowing why your brand new person got involved in the business, helping them to really, you know, craft, if you will, their decision and sort of crystallize their decision as to why they got involved and what it is they want to get out of that. Now, when you do that, it works, and it's very important to bring that all the way through to getting their goals written down on paper. Personally, I don't send them home to write down their goals because here's what I have found over and over again. You know, we've done seminars like this. We've done programs all around the country. And I say, hey, everybody, you need to write down your goals. Most important thing you can do. Those people who write down the goals, make, you know, they're the people who are most successful. But I know because of human nature, most of the people put it off a little bit. They don't do it as soon as they get home. They don't do it the next day. And then it just remains undone. So what I want to do is sit down there, right with that new person, and get the goals written down. And in fact, say we're at a Starbucks or something, there's a Kinko's next door. Before I leave, I'm going to go make a copy of those goals for me, so I've got a copy of their goals too. Okay, they come in very handy later on down the road. I remember one guy in our team who signed up, and when it came down to it, what he really wanted most of all was his own fishing boat. Just if he could have his own fishing boat, wow, you know, that to him represented freedom. It represented life would be great. And I remember down the road when he was coming to me and he was about ready to quit. I said, well, Jim, what about that fishing boat? You know, we're giving up on the boat too. And he chuckled a little bit and laughed and lightened up a little bit. I said, look, Jim, you know, we knew it wasn't going to be easy. We knew when we started out that it was going to be challenges along the way. You know, we went over that kind of stuff, you know, but that fishing boat, if it's still important to you, you know, I guess, and it was important to him. But again, how could I do it? It was because right in the beginning, we were establishing a relationship, and the nature of our relationship was based on me being of service to that person, helping that person accomplish their goals, accomplish their dreams, and really, I think, get back into the business or a spirit of life where they were a dreamer again. But not just a dreamer without action. But again, starting out, I was making sure out of that game plan interview, out of that hour and a half, 2 hours of spending with them, number one, they were in touch with what they wanted to get out of this. Number two, they had those goals written down. The next thing I'm going to come out of that meeting with is they're going to have a list. They're going to make their list of their people. If they show up at that meeting and they've got a list of 20 people already because I've asked them to, that's great. We'll make that list longer. If they don't have anybody down, we'll sit down and work on a list right then and there. You know, and sometimes people aren't going to be able to make a list of 100 people right there in the beginning, but they know their top 10, their top 15, their top 20. Well, that's great. Once we've made the list, we're going to prioritize it, and I either to the top 10 or the top 20, one of the other, depends on the person usually, and then we're not going to leave that meeting until not only do we have that list prioritized, but we have a plan for exposure. Now, what do I mean by exposure? We're going to expose people, and primarily at this point, I'm talking about the business opportunity. You know, we're not always just, obviously, we've got products that we're selling. We've got, you know, whatever your company, you know, distributes in the marketplace. But also, we're more primarily talking right now about beginning to help them build their team. So I'm going to take, say we choose 10 people. Now, what I'm going to do, it's going to be like this. Okay, say Bill was on that one on that list. How are we going to expose Bill to the business? And I want them to be able to walk out of that meeting with no doubt about what they're going to do next. So say we tell, you know, say we're going to do a grand opening home party for them a week from today. So Bill is on the list, and what they're going to do is very simply invite Bill to come to the home party. And that's the plan for exposure for Bill. Okay? Say Sue is a good friend of theirs, but they live in New York and she lives in California. Okay? But the company, but you know, say what our upline support team does is runs a conference call on Sunday evenings. So the plan for Sue is to invite her to be on the conference call. In fact, to three-way her into the conference call. So now we have a plan for Sue. Say John is local, so we're going to invite him to the grand opening. And Tony, say Tony, you know, is he's a real electronics guy. He's a, you know, a whiz on the internet. And so we've got an internet site. So we're going to send Tony to the internet site. So now, you know, we're coming up with a very specific plan of first exposure for every single person on that list. Now, say there's Diane. Say Diane lives long distance, and so she'd be great for the conference call. But, you know, my brand new representative there, my brand new rep, knows that Diane goes to church on Sunday nights and couldn't possibly be on that call because he used to go to church with her, okay, when he lived out there. So he's not going to invite her. So maybe he's going to call her up and say, listen, I'm involved in a new business project. I'd like you to take a look at it. I'm going to send you a videotape. So now we have the plan for Diane. So again, coming out of this game plan interview, the three things I really want to have people doing is their why and their goals written down, their list made and prioritized, and a plan to expose at least their top 10 or possibly their top 20 people. Okay, and again, this is all part of getting started. Now, what I'd like to do is jump up a little bit and talk about the exposure process. Because I have found this. I have found that, in fact, studies show this. Studies show that a person does not buy something or get involved in an opportunity the first time they hear about it. You know, I think it was Brian Tracy said, you know, the average person doesn't buy or purchase or get involved in something for 4 to 6 to 12 to even up to 15 exposures. And yet, the average person doing the exposing stops at once or even less than once. How can you stop at less than once? Here's what happens. I might think, hey, you know, that Kim, she'd be pretty sharp at this. I think I'm gonna invite her to come to my home party. But then I might think, you know, but Kim, you know, she's been already very successful in her life. She probably wouldn't be interested. So right there, what happened? I've talked myself out of even putting it in front of her. And we all know we've done stuff like that in the past. Thought of somebody, wow, if they saw it the way we see it, that'd be great. But then we never even put the business opportunity in front of them because we talk ourselves out of it. So now, since think about this. I call it an exposure process, not an event. Why? Because it's a process. If the average person doesn't say yes until 4 to 6 to 8 to 10 to 15 exposures, what are we going to do? So when I'm going out to the marketplace, when I'm going out to people, what I'm thinking about my role is I'm orchestrating a series of exposures. I'm not looking just to expose them once. In fact, if I say I run into Kim, hey, Kim, you know, working on a new business project, I'd like to get your feedback about it. Here's an audio tape. Do you think you could listen to it? You know, it's only 15 minutes long. Now, if your audio tape's short, you want to feature that it's short because I want her to know. I'm not asking for a lot of her time. So she says, okay. So now what have I done? She's had her first exposure. She has the audio tape in her hand. She hasn't heard it yet, but I've exposed the idea to her. Now, it's just a small exposure, right? How much time did that exposure take? Not much at all. Now, I call up, I say, you know what, Kim, I always want to orchestrate the next exposure. So I'll say, I'll tell you what, I'll call you tomorrow. Will you be at work? Make sure I have your work number. A lot of people say, you know, I ask people for their numbers and they don't give it to me. What I do is I carry a little memo pad and I take it out of my pocket and I open it up, have my pen out, and I put my head down and I look at that pad and I have my pen out and I say, what's your number? And I don't look up until they start giving me their number. You know, 9 times out of 10, they just give me the number. That other 1 time out of 10, they say, well, I'm not sure if I feel comfortable having you call me there. You know, I'll say, you know, especially if it's a stranger or something like that, someone I'm just meeting, I'll look back at them, I'll say, well, give me your email address. And 10 times out of 10, they'll give me their email address. Because it's not as scary to some people. So again, you know, I just want to get a way of getting them back in touch with them. But in the situation, the example I'm using with Kim's somebody I already know. I'm giving her the audio tape. I'm calling her the next day. Next day I call her up. What's happened? One of two things happened. She's listened to the tape or she hasn't listened to the tape. Many of us know, you know, many, many times we give a tape or a video or something and the people haven't listened to it or watched it. So I said, Kim, you know, great, I appreciate you're busy and such. That tape's only 15 minutes long. Maybe you can just pop it in the car and listen to it on your way home today. Do you have it with you? She says, yes, I do. Great. I said, I'll tell you what, I'll give you a call tonight. If you just listen on the way home. And the reason I'm being a little insistent about it is the information is timely, and you know, it is a somewhat a matter of urgency for me. I know it doesn't seem that way for you yet, but you know, after you listen to it, you might think differently. Now, so she says, okay, and she agrees to listen to it, and I call her that night, and she's listened to it. Or say, you know, it was a different situation, I go over to her office, and she hasn't listened to it. One of the things I learned to do in that situation is carry a little tape recorder with me, a little player, and say, hey, why don't we listen to it right now? It's only 12 minutes long, 15 minutes long, and we plug it in right now, and I sit there and listen to it with her. And then the question, you know, again, now, what are we doing? What have we talked about? The first exposure, I gave her a tape. The second exposure, I followed up with her. She hadn't listened to it. The third exposure, she listens to it. The fourth exposure, I'm calling her again. Now she's had four exposures. And now, of course, you know, I don't even think at that point in time she's got enough information to make an informed decision. So I say, in a question that we all probably have heard before, but most important question is, you know, what did you like the best? What stood out for you? Because don't ask people what did you think about it, because for some reason or another, when you ask people what they think about it, they give you a negative answer. They tell you what they didn't like about it. But what'd you like the best about it? And she might say, oh, you know, I like that it sounds like people from different walks of life are making money, or I like that product. I like the way that product sounds. Whatever it is, I agree with her. And now I'm going to orchestrate the next exposure. And again, what I'm doing is I'm moving her from exposure to exposure, exposure to exposure. You know, you've heard the phrase building for events. In my mind, every one of these exposures is a little event. It's not a big event. It's not like the big corporate event with 10,000 people. It's one event with me and Kim. You know, maybe the next event, the next exposure might be to get her on a conference call. Kim, what I'd like you to do is listen to some of the people who have been very successful in this enterprise already. And in fact, if you like what you hear, I'd like to get you on a personal phone call with one of them. She says, okay. I say, well, tomorrow night, 9:30, there's going to be a conference call. I three-way her into the call. After it's over, it's 12, 15, 20 minutes long. I say, how'd that sound? You know, what stood out? She says, well, I like what I'm hearing so far. I'd say, great. You know that guy with the raspy voice from New York? I can get that guy on the phone right now. In fact, I was telling him a little bit about you earlier today. He said he'd love to talk to you. You got about 5 more minutes? She says, great. And now I'm going to three-way her in to my upline sponsor or my upline executive or my upline Starfleet commander, okay? And now, again, what have I done? I've orchestrated another exposure. At this point in time, you know, with that next exposure, now the third-party expert's coming on. And that's very important because, you know, Kim and I, we go way back. Maybe we went to college together. She knows me and my foibles. She knows my failures. She knows I got divorced. She knows there's all these things about me, but she has never seen me as a successful business person. But she doesn't know my upline sponsor, my upline executive. And so when she's on the phone with that person, she sees an expert. She's listening to an expert. And when I introduce them, I'm going to introduce Kim. I'm going to say nice things about her. I'm going to say nice things about the upline executive. And then I'm going to step back and let my third-party expert take over. Now, so what's that third-party expert going to do? If I'm in that situation, I'm going to say, hey, Kim, you know, Mike's told me great things about you. It's a pleasure to talk to you. You know, so far, let me get, if I know this, you listen to the tape and you listen to our conference call. That's right. Well, based on what you heard so far, you know, what stands out the best? And she might tell me a little bit about that. And then here's some test questions or some questions I've learned over time. You know, based on the information you heard, are you ready to get started? Now, the third-party expert can ask that question easier than the new sponsor or the new representative. Or another one, I'd say, you know, based on what you've got so far on a 1 to 10 basis, where would you put yourself at? And maybe they say, I'm an 8. An 8, great. You know, what would it take to get you to a 10? And then I'm going to listen to her because she's going to literally tell me what it would take for her to make that decision. And that, you know, of course, as time goes by, what we're doing with our new prospect is we're learning about them. We're learning about where they are in life right now, what's working in their life, what's not working, what changes they like to make. And we're looking and we're trying to find out and discover why would they get involved with us. You know, this is not like, I believe this, Our business opportunity is not for everybody. You know, if you go in there and you just treat it like everybody should join, you're not treating those people as individuals. You're not respecting them as individuals. You want to go in there and you want to learn about that new person. So again, you know, talked a little bit so far about what does it take to get started? Well, how it's important, how thinking about it matters.